Star 94.1, and we welcome Coco to Star 94.1. Coco, how are you?
I'm good, thank you. How are you?
I am blessed.
Great.
First question, Coco, do you still have the nails?
No. The nails are all gone.
Oh, man. You have a new project. It's called Grateful. Why do a project called Grateful? Because we know you from SWV days. Oh, man. I mean, you've sold so many records, you know, gold records and everything like that. And perhaps, you know, you've got the cars, the home. Why do a gospel project? Why do Grateful?
Because I'm still grateful. I'm grateful to be alive. I'm just grateful for the little things in my life. It's not always about the cars, the money, and the house. I'm just grateful to still be in my right mind. I'm grateful that God still loves me and He cares about me. And I'm just still here and I'm able to talk to people and spread the good news. So that's what it's all about. It's not always about the money and the cars and the house, because that's just materialistic things. You can easily lose that.
Coco, we see a lot of mainstream artists doing gospel now. Kelly Price is doing gospel. You know, even R. Kelly did a gospel thing. What's going on?
Why you say it like that?
I didn't mean to say it like that, Coco.
I don't know.
Inquiring minds want to know.
I guess everybody is realizing that, you know, well, for me, I grew up in the church, you know. There were things in the church as a child, as a young girl, that I saw that I didn't like. And I left for a little while, let's put it like that. But I come to realize that it's not about the people. You know, I'm not doing this for people. I'm doing this for God, you know. He lives in me, and I'm just here for God. I want to please Him. I want to go to heaven, and I'm trying to live my life right and do what I need to do to get there.
How do you like doing videos?
Oh, I don't like it. My patience is real short. It just takes too long.
It takes too long, huh?
Yeah.
Man. Well, how does it make you feel, Coco, and don't say old, but how does it make you feel when you turn on BET or MTV and you see an old SWV video playing?
I feel good. You know, I made my mark in the industry, and, you know, I feel good about it.
Okay, let's talk a little bit about Grateful. What are some songs we should look out for?
Grateful, actually. The title song is really, really a beautiful song. It was done by Warren Campbell, and it's a great song. It's just talk about the things that we should be grateful for, and I because there's always someone worse off than you. You know, you're always complaining about something, but you have to think there's somebody out there that's just worse off than you, and they just moving along, doing what they have to do to make it happen. So that's like one of my favorite songs on there.
So will this project be a bumping project, or will it be that smooth Coco sound?
I think everybody's expected that, but I'm actually, I have some stuff like that, but I'm actually going to church on here.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay. You did something with Brent Jones a little while back, didn't you?
Yeah, Midnight.
Oh, that's an awesome song. I like that song.
Thank you.
Yeah. How'd you like working with Brent Jones and doing that song?
Oh, I loved it. Brent, he wrote the song, but he wasn't actually in the studio. Alex Asaph Ward did the vocals with me, and he's awesome. He worked on my album as well. I did a remake of The Clark Sisters, Endow Me. I have Faith Evans a little more on there.
Wow.
That's hot.
Hey, okay. Got to look out for that.
Yeah.
Tell us about working with Warren Campbell.
Oh, that was cool. I've known Warren for a while now, so I went out to L.A., and he tailor-made 3 songs for me, and they turned out really good. It was really a good experience.
Are you going to put any kind of expectations on this project?
Am I?
Mm-hmm.
No.
Coco? Coco?
Yes.
Where do we expect this project to go?
I just pray that it does well.
Okay. I'm not gonna get it out of you, huh?
I think it's a great project. You know, I have Kirk Franklin on there. He came through for me, and I have some really good producers that helped me out. My mom is singing background. It's a great project.
Do you think you'll get any backlash? You know, with
quote unquote
Christians, who people say we're true Christians, and why should she be singing this song? You think of getting the backlash
from you mean church folk?
In the church folk, yeah.
Of course, that's church folk. But you know, there's a difference between church folk and people of God. You know, so of course I expect that. I've already gotten that, and you know, it's all right. It's okay.
Okay. Let's talk a little.
I expect that.
Okay, let's talk a little bit about Coco.
Okay.
What's your favorite food, Coco?
My favorite is French fries.
Coco, you'll gain weight.
I know.
You like French fries, huh?
Yeah.
Okay. You do any cooking, Coco?
I do a little bit. My best dish is ziti.
Is that right?
Mm-hmm.
Oh, okay. Okay.
Yes.
All right. So, Coco, if you're on your ride and you're just cruising along, what would you be listening to?
Oh, boy. Oh, what are we listening to? Okay, I can tell you what I have in my car. I have Kirk Franklin, Mary Mary. I have Youthful Praises in the CD.
Okay.
And then I'm listening to the radio, you know, because in New York we don't have gospel stations. So, you know, I'm in Virginia Beach now, so we have 24-hour gospel stations. So I love that.
In Virginia Beach?
Yes. You didn't know I was here?
No, Coco. Coco, you fooled me. Coco, you're here in Virginia Beach.
I've been living here for 2 years.
Really?
Yes.
Wow. Well, you listen to us then, Coco.
I sure do.
Star 94.1.
Yes.
I'm not going to ask you, have you ever heard of HJ, but don't.
I listened to the show. I thought you knew I was here.
No, I didn't know that.
Yes.
I tell you the truth. I heard a rumor, right, that you were here, but I didn't believe it.
Yeah, I'm
I didn't know that. Well, welcome to Virginia Beach.
Thank you.
Okay?
Mm-hmm.
For real, for real. Coco, is there anything else you want to leave with our audience?
I just want to say, you know, thanks to everybody for the love and support for the time that I've been here. I really enjoy Virginia Beach. I really do. And I thank God for everybody. I thank God for my pastor, Harry Smith, and Discipleship Tabernacle. I love y'all.
Okay. Coco, when will the project be out?
October 3rd. So everybody, go get that album.
October 3rd.
Yes.
Grateful, Coco. She's got everybody on the album, except me.
Oh, I'm sorry. Next time.
Coco, you have not heard me sing. No, you don't want me on there. Coco, it's been a pleasure.
Same here.
And maybe we'll bump into each other one time in Virginia Beach, okay?
I'm going to come up there, so don't worry about that.
Okay, cool, cool.
All right.
Okay, well, you be blessed, okay?
Thanks, you too.
You're welcome. Our guest, Coco, on Star 94.1.